Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Well, I'm delighted, as usual, to have you here on Pioneer Valley Radio. Supporting Pioneer Valley Radio is also a way to support Western Mass as we reach out and let you know the stuff that I think you're going to want to know about. And we'll start off, oh, and by the way, I should mention that Mark Auerbach will join us later in the program with his Archbeat review. Getting there, we find that Mayor Dominic Sarno has reached out to Governor Maura Healey and Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll to share his disappointment with the last-minute notice on Friday afternoon from the Undersecretary of the Department of Housing and Community Development, Jennifer Maddox, on the state's homeless placement plans to send 30 homeless families from outside Western Massachusetts into the heart of Springfield's Central Business and Convention District at the Holiday Inn Express on Lower State Street, with no advanced notice to the city, and the complete lack of proper planning and follow-up information. Mayor Sarno is calling upon Governor Healey to reconsider this action and have discussions with the proper city and state personnel. City is struggling with finding proper housing for our own residents in need. Have you looked at the cost of eggs lately? Well, it's gone up again, a whopping 70.1% compared to this time last year. That comes to us from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Yeah, supply chain issues and labor shortages have led to food increases overall. But the cost of eggs has been a bit harder due to the 2022 avian flu. Over 50.54 million birds were killed by the virus, and with such a huge loss of flock, eggs have become more scarce. Local shoppers remain patient with grocers. Wholesale egg prices have since declined. They're now down by 50% since December, so who can afford them? Still, worries remain that a second surge of avian flu could hit in the spring, when the birds will be migrating throughout the U.S. Consumers brace for the potential price fluctuations. In Greenfield, state police have taken over patrols during the overnight hours. Troopers are covering the city between 3 a.m. and 7 a.m. A state police command center has been set up outside the Greenfield police when the department is not staffed. Greenfield police had proposed cuts to patrols to accommodate budget cuts. Now, it's unclear how long troopers will be covering Greenfield. However, state police said they will support the city until the issue is resolved. Well, being Amherst, a Barney blowout has blown out into history for this year. Amherst Fire Department said they handled requests for 28 ambulance transports on Saturday alone, and this was more than Amherst can handle alone. The college has distanced itself from this event, an alcohol-fueled day that fueled more than a few students. Thankfully, none of the 28 cases were life-threatening. The town and university will continue to work on educating students on how to consume alcohol safely. Of course they will. Now, the only problem with this, not to be a killjoy, partying is partying, but 28 ambulance transports did take the ambulances potentially away from more important things that they need to handle. On Sunday, March 26th, the U.S. Air Force Band will treat Springfield to a free concert in Springfield Symphony Hall, thanks to MGM Springfield. At 3 p.m., they will strike the first chord on a musical performance that will include Star Spangled Banner, E.T., Adventures on Earth by John Williams, Cheek to Cheek by Irving Berlin, Heaven, I'm in Heaven, the American Anthem, and more. Tickets available at all Pride convenience stores, the Springfield Visitor Center, and One Financial Plaza security desk all this week, or by sending a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Spirit of Springfield, 1350 Main Street, Suite 104, correction, Suite 1004, Springfield, Mass. 01103. It's going to be another great concert, and it's free. Mayor Sarno submitted written testimony to the Joint Committee on Transportation, advocating for more funding. He is respectfully requesting the Joint Committee on Transportation and our local state delegation in the House and Senate to increase the amount to at least $330 million per year, indexed to grow with inflation. The Joint Committee on Transportation is holding a public hearing on Chapter 90, and that'll be at the State House. The Springfield DPW has announced the schedule for the 2023 Spring Hazardous Waste Collection for Springfield residents. Residents must call the 311 call center, 413-736-3111, to schedule their appointment during the three-day schedule. Now, there is a 10-gallon limit per household, and the DPW will hold the household hazardous waste collection for residents on the following three dates by appointment only: Saturday, April 1, Saturday, April 15, and Saturday, May 13. So please note the location has changed to the DPW facility at 70 Tapley Street. Now, this is only for Springfield residents. No business licenses will be checked. Are you noticing it's getting tougher at the grocery store to afford food items? Not your imagination. Poultry products, as we mentioned, have seen a 15% increase in prices. Supply chain issues have sent prices for cooking oils and fats like butter up nearly 20%. Fresh vegetables were the items with the smallest price changes. Now, in a moment, an FDA eye drops recall, but first, we have Mark Auerbach with an ArtSpeed report. Mark?
Such Sweet Sorrow, the Holyoke Civic Symphony, under the direction of David Kidwell, presents music by Gounod, Dvorak, Delius, Bruch, and Tchaikovsky, March 12th at Holyoke Community College. Ronald Gorovic, violinist and violist from the Springfield Symphony Orchestra and MOSO, is the guest soloist. For details, holyokecivicsymphony.org. The Springfield Symphony Orchestra returns to Symphony Hall March 11th with a program called Fearless Women, conducted by Mark Russell Smith, former conductor of the SSO. Wei Luo is piano soloist on a program that includes works by major women's composers Joan Tower, Florence Price, and Louise Farenc, along with Prokofiev's Piano Concerto No. 2. For details, springfieldsymphony.org. The Alley Classical Concerts brings Tchaikovsky award-winning cellist Vladimir Fung and pianist Janice Carissa to Sweeney Concert Hall at Smith College on March 8th. The program includes works by Handel, Beethoven, Wagner, and Estrin. For details, valleyclassicalconcerts.org. And the Bombyx Brass Collective, the 30-piece semi-professional brass choir and resident ensembles of the Bombyx Center for Arts and Equity, will perform at Minichog High School in Wilbraham Monday, March 13th and Tuesday, March 14th at the Burgess Elementary School in Sturbridge. This concert features brass arrangements of Copland's Fanfare for the Common Man, Mussorgsky's Picture Setting Exhibition, and more. For details, Bombyx.live. In terms of family fare, this week's programs include Paddington Gets in a Jam, comes to UMass Fine Arts Center March 12th. Michael Bond's lovable, accident-prone bear, Paddington, has delighted readers and audiences of all ages for more than half a century. For details, fineartscenter.com. And Dear Edwina Jr., a musical for young people starring young people, plays Northampton's Academy of Music March 9th and 10th. With book and lyrics by Marcy Heisler and music by Zena Goldrich, the musical is about growing up and girl power. For details, aomtheater.com. Plus, Voices of Resilience, a program of music, storytelling, and museum panels to spotlight women and women of color, comes to the Longmeadow Adult Center March 8th. This year, the voices will range from the Salem Witch Trials to freedom fighters and will include local Longmeadow history, vocal performance by the stellar singer Ethel Lee, and informational art panels with engaging stories. This is a free event. For details, 413-565-4150. Intimate Apparel, Lynn Nottage's joyful drama about Esther, a black seamstress whose patrons range from wealthy white women to prostitutes, is set in New York in 1905. Silverthorne Theater presents this play March 10th through the 18th at Hawks and Reed in Greenfield. For details, silverthorntheater.org. And finally, there are high school musicals in town. Sister Act, the Broadway musical based on the movie, will be performed by Westfield St. Mary High School Drama Club March 9th through the 11th, the school's gymnasium. Tickets will be available for that at the door. And Mean Girls, the high school version, will be performed by the students of Longmeadow High School March 16th through the 18th. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. The U.S. health officials are alerting consumers about two more recalls of eye drops due to contamination risks that could lead to vision problems and serious injury. FDA posted separate recall notices for two lots of purely soothing 15% MSM drops due to problems that could result in blindness. The Phoenix-based company said consumers should immediately stop using the drops and return them to the place where they were purchased. Last week, the FDA posted a separate recall from Apotex for six lots of prescription eye drops to treat a form of glaucoma after finding cracks in some bottle caps. The drops are distributed as brimonidine tartrate ophthalmic solution 0.15. Thanks to all for being with us for our program, and we'll see you on our next show. And thanks to Mark Auerbach for joining us as well. Until then, take care. For Western Mass and for Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Brad Shepherd, and we will talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2023.
All rights reserved.